You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples. Our brothers and sisters around the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, another week. Beautiful weather out here on the East Coast. Very excited about the Brexit. Very, very, very happy. It's something I've wanted to see that thing break. I didn't care which angle it came from. You know, didn't matter if Greece went out of it, just as long as somebody got out of it. Now, you're listening to the title of this message is Red Stars Over Hollywood.
I'm David James, and I'm your host.
Before I go into any of that, I'd like to speak about, of course, the Brexit.
Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic people.
I think it's very, very exciting that this happened. And
around the world.
I asked Yahweh, I really begged him to make sure that it would happen, to make sure that they would not be able to keep them in. And I'm sure lots of people were praying about it. I'm sure lots of people were wanted to see this happen.
I didn't care which angle it came from.
Not only that, but the cherry on top of the thing is that Le Couchon is now going to be gone.
The title of this message is Red Stars.
It's funny, you resist the devil and the devil flees. Le Couchon, the pig face. The pig lover. The Jew. Le Couchon,
I think it's very, very exciting,
as the French call him, Mr. Cameron, he's gone.
Really begged them to make sure that it would happen, to make sure that they would.
Now, I like to see that because I believe that this is just the beginning of the end for the Jews. Oh, yes, the threats will come in. And I must say, the Hungarian Jew, who seems to be so interested in destroying everything, instead of just dying because he's too old to be playing in the sandbox of the world, George Soros, the Hungarian Jew, he says that you will all be poorer now because of this. He's trying to put fear into the continent of Europe, where he's doing that anyway. But you see, what will happen here? Just remember the words of Nathan Mayer Rothschild. I think that's who it was that said this. Or Amschel Mayer Rothschild, whatever his name is. I don't really care what his name is. But he said, give me control over a nation's currency or over the issuance of a nation's currency. And I care not who makes its laws. Well, let's take that statement and think about it.
Instead of just dying,
take away because he's my issuance over a currency, over a nation, and I will run away. You see, the issuance of usury has always kept these Jews into your nation. If you outlawed usury, I want you to pay attention. I don't know if anyone hears me from other countries or not. I don't know. I know people do, but I don't know if any leaders do. I'm sure I've seen Tel Aviv on the map.
Just remember the words of
but,
Nathan Mayer Rothschild. I think it was
just outlaw. Outlaw usury, and the Jews will begin to run.
But he said, give me control.
So, when you see George Soros saying that, oh, you will all be poorer now, and the bankers want to make some threats.
Well, let's take that.
Even the monkey we have from our country that pretends he's a president backed off his threats that he had for the UK if they performed the Brexit.
You see, the issuance of
you because he's a cowardly monkey.
Kept these Jews into your nation.
Just like Cameron's a cowardly pig.
I want you to pay attention. I don't know if anyone hears me.
After all, we are living in Animal Farm, aren't we?
But I don't know if any.
Don't we live in the Animal Farm? Isn't that part?
But
isn't that part
outlaw usury, and the Jews will begin to run
of what we do.
So
I just got a message saying I'm doubling myself with a 20-second delay.
Poorer now, and the bankers want to make some. Threats.
I don't know if that's continuing, but I must continue my show.
Even the monkey we have from our country.
It just simply could be something
off his like that he had for
that. I don't think so, though. Anyway, I must continue on. So basically, we are living in Animal Farm, aren't we? And the monkey, he threatened the pig. And the pig is going to run away now because the pig had the Brexit. The Jewish pig is going to be running away. Now, so I want you to listen. I want you to think about this. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders of countries, because this is the solution to George Soros. He's already been outlawed from Russia by Putin, okay? So number one, he should be outlawed from any country in Europe. But number two, let us follow the light of the tribe of Benjamin. See, the tribe of Benjamin has always been a light. What have they done lately? Well, they put the bankers in jail. And then, on top of it, they forgave the nation. They forgave the nation their debt, their mortgage debts, and all that kind of stuff. So, Benjamin has always been a light to the tribes. Iceland is now becoming successful once again because they have taken the Jew out of the situation. Now, you leaders of nations, that's all you need do. George Soros is not allowed to do business in your nations, just like Russia did. You see, right now, they're going after Putin. They don't want to let the Russians into the Olympics at this point. Okay? Now, this is dirty pool, and the whole world should stand up for Russia. I don't care, you know. They deserve to be in the Olympics just like anybody else does. But Soros should not be allowed to do business at all. They say there's something going on in the back of the show. Now, Pastor Steve said I had it all squared away. I don't know what's going on with EFR. Maybe something's going on. But, see, I have to continue. I can't let it ruin my show. Ladies and gentlemen, I will not let them take my joy away. I am going to continue with my show and move along. So we should all keep Soros out of any business. Seize his assets in your countries. Make sure that he does no business in your countries anymore, because he's the one that's helping these illegal aliens destroy you. Now, like I said, Putin will not let him do any business in his country. So they're trying to bully the Russians. They want us to start a war with them. See, they keep on calling for war with the few remaining countries, or the two remaining countries that do not have central banks in them, because they need the control mechanism in those last two or three countries, you know, being Iran for one. And number two, North Korea. Once those central banks are in place in those positions, they're just about to launch Iraq's. Iraq does have a central bank now, but they haven't quite launched their currency internationally. So that was the purpose of the whole thing in the first place. So, Let's look at Iceland. Let's find out that they are now becoming successful, now that they have taken away the power away from the banks. All you have to do, countries of Europe, is very simple of what I just said. Just remember, I believe it's Amschel Mayer Rothschild. It doesn't matter, like I said, or it's Nathan Mayer Rothschild. Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. Now, that proof right there shows you why in America, for the last 100 years, they have not obeyed the will of the American people. Yes, I know the world has now believes that we are evil and everything else because of the Jews' control mechanism, the central bank. But our will has not been done. We do not want transsexual bathrooms. We do not want transsexuals in the military. They're talking about that right now. We do not want monkey presidents or couchant presidents either. We don't want Jews. We don't want Negroes. We want them to go back where they belong. We certainly don't want communists. So in the game of Animal Farm that we live in, we must begin as sheep to begin to recognize who the goats are. We as sheep can no longer afford to be keeping our heads down, feeding in the grass, and feeling that we are safe in our nations. I have called to the sheep many a time, and many people have called to the sheep, and the sheep continue eating. They don't listen to the call, the warning calls. They might, you know, pop their head up for a second and look up and see if what's going on, but they're right back to eating, while the wolves are ready to tear the flesh. Yes, the animal farm that we live in. That's the reality of it. So we need to begin to recognize who are the tares, who are the goats, who are the goats that Yeshua himself, I mean, I had to be careful not to say the word Jesus. I'll let you know. If I had said the word Jesus, I might be, well, you never know, I could be a false prophet by saying the word Jesus. The ridiculous nonsense of the world. You know, our people, I have to say that the more of our people that I meet, the more I realize why Yahweh's not helping us. I'm sorry to say that, but that's just a fact. I've never met more arrogant know-it-alls than I have recently. You know, when you are their customer, you want to find a real face of a business. Do you want to find out how people really are? Go in and try to talk to them for a few minutes, or maybe you'd like to sell them something. I suggest you do that before you go buy something from them. And what you'll learn about our people is they become very, very vile and vicious. Not all of them, but there's a good portion of them. But when you go in as a customer, it's a whole different ball game. So they don't mind selling to you, but don't you dare sell to them. So, Benjamin showed us the way. Shall we listen to the example of Benjamin in Iceland? Or if we don't remember if we're not seeing the example of Benjamin in Iceland, let us go back to World War II with Adolf Hitler. You see, like I said, give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its laws. Well, if you were to take that right away from them issuing the currency, which means get rid of the central bank. Now, a couple of presidents, maybe a couple more, maybe even, tried doing this and got killed. Well, that doesn't mean, remember, if at first you do not succeed, try again. If you take the right for them to issue currency away and you outlaw any of this stuff with the credit cards, this usury, this abusive usury, you will find that the Jews will exit your country very hastily, and they will go to another country where there is usury and where there is a central bank control mechanism, where they will have the right to issue currency. So, if one by one of you in Europe, or all at once, I don't care how you do it, if you will do this, you will find that you will not be poorer, like George Soros says. Remember, the devil and his children are liars, and they want to put you in fear, you understand? And that's their main tool against you. See, we don't need their money. We don't need the Jew. So, let's look at Hitler's example. Hitler realized the very thing I'm talking about right now. And, of course, why they realized that is because they lost World War I, and when they came back, they were shaking their head saying, "What happened? How is it even possible that we lost World War I? What happened? How could this even be possible? We are the greatest army that has ever been on the soil. How is it that we lost? We were 2 weeks away from winning. We even said we wouldn't take reparations. Let's just stop the war right now." Now, you got to realize that they took on the whole world, really by themselves, because, yes, Italy was virtually useless. And Japan did a little bit of work over there, but just not enough work. Virtually, you got to say that Germany took on the whole world and would have won it in both wars. Now, so they went home and they said, "Well, what went on? What happened here?" They had found out, as they discussed among themselves, that the Jews had penetrated their governments, that the Jews had stolen their businesses, that the Jews had taken their homes, had brought Negroes into the country to mix with them. Does this sound familiar to you? And they were bringing faggotry and all kinds of sexual perversion into the nation. As, you know, it shouldn't surprise you. So, when Hitler came to power, the first thing he did was to get rid of the Jews. And I don't mean kill them. I mean a lot of them left the country. They also helped them get out of there by sending them over to Palestine. And he actually had protected them in the camps. It was a form of protection. But what happened during that period? They were eating out of garbage cans. So he put biblical principles back in place, like if you do not eat, you do not work. I mean, excuse me, if you do not work, you do not eat. Now, what's the opposite of that? Welfare, isn't it? What's the opposite of that? Jewish welfare. So within 4 years, Hitler was able to take Germany by getting rid of the Jews, taking away their power to issue currency, taking away the usury, and he got rid of them and was able to put the whole nation back to work. Was turned it in from the bottom economy to the top economy in Europe. So therefore, your answer is very clear. It's the same answer as Benjamin of Iceland. It's very clear what you do. You don't allow them to have usury in your country. You don't allow them to issue your currency. The government has the right to issue the currency. The government, with common sense, should use that right to issue the currency, because why would you want to pay interest when there's no money created to pay the interest? How long would you want to play that game? How long would you think you could live in a situation like that until you were bought and sold and in pure bankruptcy? Well, ask every country of the world. The Jews played the same game. I don't know why we fell for it. I mean, it's as clear as the sky is blue on some days out in this world. It's as clear as you could see miles and miles and miles away. I don't understand. It's right in front of your face. No. UK, in the long run, will be better off. There will be a transformation. But the first thing that should happen is they should get rid of all those immigrants and ship them out of their country. And then they should heal London up by cleaning up the swill that these filthy animals, these filthy beasts of the field, have tainted and defiled. Maybe some of the buildings should be smashed down, and there's plenty of jobs there now to build up some new ones because they've been tainted so badly. Oh no, the Brexit, this is just the beginning. Maybe someday you can wake up in the UK soon and see white people for miles and miles and miles. Yes, maybe you'll see jobs come into your country once you realize that it's the Jew that has Jewed you out of your jobs, Jewed you out of your decency, your respectability, who has spent all your money on wars that you have nothing to do with, when you begin to take that back, when you begin to recover, when you begin to love your families and have children, that's the key, UK. It's time to have children. I don't care what white country we're talking about. The Danes are doing it. Have children. We need to have children, lots of children. And instead of using that money they said they never had, see, they never had any of that money for you. They never had any of that money for the elderly of your country, did they? All of a sudden, immigrants are coming into your country, and they've got all kinds of money to give them free everything forever. Well, now that we know that they have all that money, now it's time to take it and give it to you free forever. You see what I mean? I told you this should be a world lawsuit against the Jews. And it has to be some kind of a tribunal where not one Jew or not one person that has been paid off by the Jews would be able to sit on that council. I mean, if you were to sit on that council, there had to be severe scrutiny on who, whatever individuals would sit on that council, to ensure that no one would be a lover of the Jew. You see, they've been tipping the game against us for a long time. It's time we tip the game against them. So, Hitler's example, no matter what happened in Germany, showed us an example of what happens when you take the parasite from your nation. It shows us what happens when you decide to take control over your country and care about, remember what I talked about with the SS document. I told you before that document that they were teaching women how to be good wives and mothers. They were keeping their bloodlines racially clean, as you saw in that document. They were bringing their nation racially, spiritually, and morally back to health. And man, once you get the Jew off your back, it happens quick. You start healing immediately. When will you leaders, see, I don't call the Kushan a leader, and I don't call Angela Merkel a leader, and I do not call women commissioners and women politicians leaders. I call those puppets for Jews. The Jew wants women in positions so that they can destroy everybody, because these women will do anything to destroy everything. You might as well just say they are Jews. And many of them are. The reason why the Jews wanted to go after our women in America and get them to vote, I told you this was one of the first things that happened to destroy us, is because women out, there's more women than there are men in the world. And the Jews know that, and they knew they could sway them with their feelings like their father had done in the garden, and they knew they could make them outvote their men. And they knew that would cause hard feelings between the men and women, and they knew that they would actually be able to vote in people that the men would never have agreed to in the first place, and for many obvious reasons. Now, just blow that up exponentially. And think about what I'm saying, because that's what's going on now. We have women commissioners. We have women this, women that. I'm not trying to say bad things about our women. I'm talking about these liberal freaks that think they're doing good when they're actually killing their own people. They have no understanding. You see, that's why Yahweh put them under our thumb, because he knew what happened in the garden. I mean, think about it logically. What's the first thing Eve did to Adam? The first woman did to the first man, I mean, of our race. Treason. It's treason. She cheated on him. She was tricked. I understand that. But that's why Yahweh put her under the man, because he knew that her weakness of feelings would destroy the man eventually if she was not kept under control. Well, if you don't believe me, you can certainly see the evidence of it in our world today. This is why the Jew wants the woman as the head of a corporation. Not only to, I told you, they're writing out the white man out of the world. If you can't see that they're writing the white man out of the picture, then you are as blind as can be. Because I've heard about these commercials where they'll have a Negro and a white girl. Well, what that means is you've been written out of the picture. I keep trying to tell you this. I'm trying to get this through your brain so you'll understand what's happening to you, white man. When you see a woman commissioner, that means you've been written out of the picture. When you see a woman president like Merkel, that means you've been written out of the picture. You understand what I'm telling you? And you can believe me that women will conspire with the Jews to write you out of the picture. Because the Jewish feminists have taught them to be more men than men. And they're teaching our men not to be men, but to be sissies. And they've taken all the examples of man. Remember, we used to have the rifleman and manly examples you'd see on television all the time? White men, manly examples for the children. And the children would want to be like this cowboy, and the children would want to be like this guy, and so on and so forth. That's all over with. That's all over with now. Don't you see how it's been changed? So, not only am I very pleased about the Brexit itself, but I believe it's time, and it's already started again, it's time for all of us to secede from the Jew unions. In other words, now Texas is talking about seceding from the union. And I would like to say bravo, may you succeed. Because I think all 50 states in America need to say we are going to secede from Washington, D.C. We have come to the realization that Washington, D.C. has done nothing for us. No good at all. All it does is spend our money. All it does is submit to Jewish wills. It has ABC entities that cannot function properly, that do not do what they say they're supposed to do, that overstep their boundaries. Just for some examples, when Katrina happened, did FEMA help those people? Of course not. Were they there on time? No. How about the ATF? Are they helping us? No, they're not helping us. No. They're giving guns to the Mexican drug cartels while they want to try to step into our states and tell the state people, like the sheriffs, that they have authorization and have they have the right to do what they're doing. But they do not have jurisdiction in the states. Another example. I told you on my news show that there's fecal matter in much of our hamburger across the nation. And you hear these stories every day. How about McDonald's with the human meat and the horse meat? Hmm? You deserve to eat humans today. So just get up and get away to McDonald's. By the way, they closed a lot of restaurants in 2015, and now they're going to close a bunch more. Guess what happens when people find out they're eating human meat and horse meat? Can no longer trust any of these organizations. Do you understand? I'd rather eat out of a garbage pail than to eat there. So it's time to secede. Absolutely time to secede. It's time for Europe to secede from the Union, to secede. The European Union is a failure, and it's just another testimony. I keep telling you people this. I want you to listen very carefully. The Jews, the reason why Yahweh brought us to this earth, the Adamic race, Adam, was to take care of this garden, to farm, to take care of the other races in, to a point. I mean, as far as being a blessing, teaching them things, teaching them to respect Yahweh, not telling them they could be saved and become Israelites when they can't. The Jew has proven over and over and over, because they are a beast of the field, that they cannot run this world. You do agree with me, don't you? You do see that the ABC units, all the ABC units that they've created for the federal government are failures. You do see that, right? You do see that the FBI has to create terrorism. They're the ones that are creating terrorists. And then they foil some of them and say, oh, we're heroes. We don't trust the FBI. We don't trust the CIA. We don't trust Homeland Security. We don't trust any of these organizations. They do absolutely no good but spend our money and try to take our rights away. We do not need the government in Washington, D.C. We need to seize that state and call it a new state and get rid of the whole thing. I don't care if you take the whole White House down. We do not need you anymore. You are obsolete. You know, there was a Twilight Zone episode about that, The Obsolete Man, one of my favorite ones. If you ever get a chance to see it, it's called The Obsolete Man. Well, you, Washington, D.C., you Jews are obsolete. You served your purpose. You've proven you cannot run this world. You've proven Yahweh knows what he's talking about. You've proven that Yahweh is right again. You see, you Jews, I don't care if you put you in a suit with a tie. I don't care if you have all the money in the world. You still can't run the world. You still can't function as what the Adam people could do. You cannot run this world. You cannot function in this world. You cannot run the money system. You cannot run any of the anything that to help the people. All you do is destroy everything. You've shown that you've destroyed the lakes. You've destroyed the rivers. You've destroyed the skies. You've destroyed the schooling. You've destroyed everything. You've destroyed the people. You've destroyed the flower of every new generation. You've destroyed everything because of your incapability of running the world. I don't want to hear any more from George Soros. You're incapable. You are obsolete. We no longer need the Jew to run our money anymore. That's what you see. That's what happened with the disciples. I laugh about that and tell people about that, and they're blown away. I said there was only one Jew, or Edomite Jew, that was part of the disciples, and it was done deliberately. What do you think he got himself in charge of? The money. He's the one that held the purse. We do not need the Jews. No, they're not good with money. They're good at stealing. They're good at robberies. They're good at killing. They're good at nothing, really, except destruction, mayhem, and things like that. We don't need somebody who's good at stealing our money to be in charge of our money. Just use common sense, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's just blowing me away. Now, they're talking, I told you on my news show, that they want to give Israel $40 billion to further destabilize. Listen to this now. $40 billion to the Jews, like they need more money. Like they haven't stolen $2.3 trillion with Dov Zakheim and $2 trillion just recently and more and more and more, right? But we need to give them $40 billion to further destabilize the Middle East. Destabilize the Middle East. Now, what have we already been doing? What have our wars done? We destabilized the Middle East and allowed the Jew to use that as an excuse to send these people into our countries to rape our women and kill us and mix with us and destroy us. So what we should do now is spend another $40 billion so that we can further destabilize the Middle East so you can send the rest of them into your countries. Hello? Hello? Anybody awake out there? Anybody hearing what I'm saying? So it's time to secede. And again, I call for segregation. I'm the first one I know about that's called for segregation. We need to segregate. I mean, we need to ultimately segregate, and that means to get all people that are not Israelites out of our nation. But in the meantime, we need to segregate our schools. And I've already talked about that quite a bit. I'm not going to go into a lot of that. But our children's lives are at danger. Not only are they at danger, they're actually getting beat up all over the place by gangs of blacks, and they're not graduating school because they can't be comfortable in school, which means their childhoods are being destroyed. You heard about the 5-year-old girl who was playing between the buildings, and you heard what happened to her. Now, do we need that for our children? Do we need to save these mongrels and these scoundrels and these beasts of the field so that we can put our children in danger? Are they worth saving? Are they worth saving to put our own lives in danger? Are they worth saving to destroy our own neighborhoods? Are they worth saving to give them money that should be going to us? Are they worth it? Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you that question. Are they worth it? Is it worth it? Do you mind if your children are beaten up in school? Do you mind if they may quit school because they can't stay around school because they're getting beaten up by a lot of people at once? See, if you've ever seen the Negroes fight, they don't, even if the white guy would start winning, they would, a whole bunch of them would intercede and put him back on the bottom. I saw that when I was a child. They don't fight fair. See, they don't allow two people to have a fight and stand back and let it happen. If they don't like the one who's winning, they'll see to it that he doesn't win. You understand what I'm telling you? So they are not like us in any way. They're not fair. They don't fight fair. They don't live fair. And most of all, their skin is not fair. They are not worth us losing our country for. They are not worth us losing our children for. They are not worth us wasting our money on. They are an absolute waste of money. Now, you may say that's a little harsh. I really couldn't care less. because I think that we need to prioritize. If I got in to be president, you'd be surprised how fast this nation would heal or how fast I'd be laying in a grave, one or the other. But I know the exact moves to make, and you can be sure that a lot of people would exit this country. And you know what I say? Good. Goodbye. We don't need you. You know, people, I've done that about Donald Trump. There's a lot of people that say, a lot of these Negroes and Hollywood Jews and all these Al Sharptons and all these different people that say, if Donald Trump becomes president, we're leaving. Good. Absolutely. See you later. We never wanted you in the first place. You're not our brothers. You are the brothers of the devil's children. You are the brothers of Sataniel. You are the brothers of Halel, which is his real name, not Lucifer, Halel. And hell is right within his name. Right within the word Halel exists the word hell. So, Hitler told you, Hitler was trying to tell the world, he told, going back to that because the idea of stop listening to the Jews. In other words, don't listen to George Soros. Hitler was trying to tell England, stop listening to the Jews. Hitler was trying to tell America, stop listening to the Jews. Hitler was trying to tell the whole continent of Europe, stop listening to the Jews. Stop listening to the fables of the Jews. We don't want to hear what anything they have to say. We do not care about anything that they're upset about. We just want them to leave our countries and leave us alone. That's basically what Hitler said. He said, we want to be left alone. And our white nations, we didn't ask these Jews to come in here. You know, like the ducks and the hens. They came in a lowly fashion. Oh, please save us, the Holocaust. We're victims. And all this nonsense. And out of our good nature, we let them in. And now look what happens when you let them in. Look at the condition of the world. I'm proving to you that they are not capable of running this planet. They are not capable. It's just a plain fact. They are beasts of the field. You can dress them up in their suits and they can have more money than you, but they're still beasts of the field. It's just as plain as that. They're a filthy, filthy people. You should have seen what George Patton said about these people. And if you see the movie, The Eternal Jew, when you see the bugs crawling up and down the wall while they're sitting at the kitchen table and they're just a filthy, filthy, filthy people. So, Hitler warned us to stop listening to the Jews. How come we still haven't taken that advice? Now, I'm offering it to you again. Stop listening to the Jews. Stop listening to the fables of the Jews, as it says in Titus 1, I believe it's 14. Yes, the Jews. I did a big show on it called The Fable of the Jews. The Fables of the Jews. These people are the same as they were back in the time of Yeshua. They're still doing the same things as they were then, now. So for the safety of our children, we need to have white schools again and white colleges as well. And no more white teachers for the blacks because they are attacking the white teachers. So, in other words, what that tells us is they do not appreciate us educating them. They want to be educated by their own people. And I'm all for that. I'm all for that. Because I know that equation is going to put them back exactly where they belong. They don't appreciate what we've done for them. They don't appreciate anything that we've done for them. They do not appreciate us as a people. They do not appreciate our culture. They do not appreciate our property. They do not, they have no respect. So they're not worth it. So just get over it. Now, on to the next little thing I might say something about. Probably never going to get to the red stars over Hollywood. We could just call this show The Animal Farm. Because that's what it is. Now, YouTube says this. YouTube's, this is a news story headline. YouTube says making negative comments about someone is a reason to shut their channel down. Listen, I'll read it again for you so you get it. YouTube says making negative comments about someone is a reason to shut their channel down. So what is YouTube trying to do? Not only are they trying to curtail free speech, but they are trying to curtail the truth. You see, if somebody's making negative comments about somebody, there must be some kind of a reason, right? And part of freedom of speech is negative speech. You see, I know that the Jews, because their father was one of these positive thinkers, he said, I will be like the Most High. I will rise above the congregate and sit in the congregation of the North. I will be like the Most High. You know, his 5-point plan. He was very positive in his speaking there. Yet he never will. But his children want to limit us to only speaking about positive things. See, speaking negatively is telling the truth. And that's the way it's looked upon, too. See, if I tell you the truth, it doesn't give you a good feeling. Does it? Now, if I was to lie to you and say, and give you all kinds of flattery and positive comments just for the sake of being positive, I would tell you the same things that Robert Shuler would tell you in his congregation, you know, the glass cathedral that he gave to the Pope. And he'd say, you can do it. You're a wonderful person. He never mentions Jesus. I mean, oh, I just used that word. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. It's over now. I'm a false prophet, ladies and gentlemen. What will I do? He would never bring up Yeshua. He would never bring up, I don't ever remember seeing him quote a scripture, but he would be all this positive. You can do it. You're lovable. You're somebody that can rise above the situation. All this positive thinking from the devil's churches. Oh, don't say the truth now. Don't say to somebody, you've sinned. Oh, no, the truth. That just makes me, that's just killing me. You can't talk like that. You can't tell me I've sinned. Who are you? After all, the Pope told me now that the Father doesn't do any of that anymore. He changed all that. He loves homosexuals. He loves communists. He loves criminals. He loves beasts of the field. He wants mongrels in his congregation. He's changed. Let us not be negative. You see, because if I was to tell you some truth during a sermon, we may not get as many shekels as we might have gotten if I just tickle your ears a little bit. Hmm? Do you like a little tickling of your ear? I'll tell you something, what'll happen. If you love the little tickling of your ears, then you're going to love when the flames are tickling your ears when you reach hell. You'll enjoy the tickling, only it'll turn into a real bad pain after a while that just won't seem to go away. See, maybe a little pain now in suffering the idea that you may not be everything that Robert Shula said you are, were. Maybe that might help you grow in the right way. Like I told you, as somebody who knows, who, you know, does some gardening, does a little bit of this and that, you see, the sun helps a plant grow, but it does most of its growing during the dark. Yahweh made that way for a reason. You see, we don't like the hard times. We don't like, we want it all to go smooth, 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 smooth. We don't want to hear any negativity. Just keep telling me how good I am and how good I'm doing. You know what that does when you do that to somebody? It means they just stop doing anything because they say, geez, I'm really something here. I don't have to change anything. I can just do what I'm doing right now. There's no need to grow. There's no need to correct anything. I'm good. But when somebody tells you, now you're not doing so well on this, it gives you a little propelling. It makes you work a little harder. Makes you think a little more. Well, YouTube doesn't want you to think a little more. And they don't want you to be negative. They want you to be just like the devil and his children. They want you to be somebody who's positively trying to build up people's nature, to build them up. I mean, it's easy enough to have negative comments, right? Anybody can tear something down, but can you build something up? Have you ever heard that one? Well, now that I've got that out of the way, I don't care if they shut down the channel or not. I'm going to continue on making whatever comment I want because I am not going to submit to YouTube. I am not going to submit to the Jews' political correctness. I told you, I asked you weeks ago, how long will you go along with these games? How long are you going to play these word games with the Jews and obey them? How long are you going to submit to this political correctness nonsense when you know right down in your heart that it's wrong? How long will you play along in these games? The answer is until you realize that it's a game and that you're sick and tired of it. Well, you may already be sick and tired of it, so it's time to start acting out a little bit. The more of us that act out, this is a repetition, but what I'm trying to tell you is the Jews are having a hard time right now. Why is that? Look at the Brexit. That's just hit them. Then all over the world, the Danish are singing songs about the Jews. The Danish children just sang a song about the untalented monkey from America who has no talent. And somebody wants some kind of an apology? Now, there's another thing right there. You never apologize. Ever. I stand by my words. And you stand by your words. What are they going to do? Fire the whole world? See, bullets. Words are like bullets. And bullets are being shot at the Jews like never before. And they're coming from so many angles at this point. And if you do more and I do more, the less they'll be able to shut it down. They're having a big problem shutting it down now. See, before it was so contained and these feelings weren't out there. But now everybody's waking up to who the Jew is and they're acting out. They don't want to be politically correct anymore. They don't want to obey and play these word games. I do not care. I'm going to tell you the honest truth, and I mean this. If a Jew was to stand there and tell me that I was a racist, tell me I was a bigot and all these kinds of things, it has no, absolutely zero effect on me. Call me an anti-Semite, you know what I'd say immediately, that we are the Semitic people. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't care about those names. I mean that. And you should not care about it either. What are you fearing? Words? Are you, If those words have that much power that they can make you fear, how much more can we use words to make the Jews fear? Have you ever thought of that? You just use words against the Jews. Now, those Danish graduates were singing that the Jews burn better. I love it. I really do. I think they're smart children. And it shows that even at their young age, they're Jew savvy. Now, that's what we need more of in this world. We don't need cowards to keep on making apologies for things they say. We need to just have more and more and more people say these things. You get what I'm telling you? All right, let's go on to something that's very important here. And this is the Tree of Liberty quotation by Thomas Jefferson. Now, I'm going to read somewhat of the paragraph about it. But we'll get to the quote, and I'll tell you what the quote is if I can come up with it. Okay, the quote is this. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I'll read it again. The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Pastor Dan had a great speaking this morning. This was one of his best in some time. He was on a roll previously, and then, I don't know, he just hit a little rift there. I mean, I'm not saying it was bad, but he really, really hit the nail on the head today. That's all I'm really saying. So, the Tree of Liberty. This is Thomas Jefferson. I do not know whether it is to yourself or Mr. Adams that I am to give my thanks for the copy of the new Constitution. I beg leave through you to place them where due. It will be yet 3 weeks before I shall receive them from America. There are very good articles in it and very bad. I do not know which preponderate. What we have lately read in the history of Holland in the chapter of the Stadtholder would have sufficed to set me against a chief magistrate eligible for a long duration, if I had ever been disposed towards one. And what we have always read of the elections of the Polish kings should have forever excluded the idea of one continuable for life. Wonderful is the effect of impudent and persevering lying. The British ministry have so long hired their gazetteers to repeat and model into every form lies about our being in anarchy that the world has at length believed them. The English nation has believed them. The ministers themselves have come to believe them. See, it's nothing's changed, ladies and gentlemen. The English were demonizing the new colony, saying they were in anarchy, getting them to believe that they were evil people. The Jews were at it there doing that. You understand that? Now let me keep going. Yet where does this anarchy exist? Where did it ever exist, except in the single instance of Massachusetts? And can history produce an instance of a rebellion so honorably conducted? I say nothing of its motives. They were founded in ignorance, not wickedness. God forbid we should ever be 20 years without such a rebellion. The people cannot be all and always well informed. The part which is wrong will be discontented in proportion to the importance of the facts they misconceive. If they remain quiet under such misconceptions, it is a lethargy, the forerunner of death to the public liberty. We have 13 states independent 11 years. Very interesting numbers. Okay, there has been one rebellion. That comes to one rebellion in a century and a half for each state. What country ever existed a century and a half without a rebellion? And what country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? That's a question. Let them take arms. The remedy is to set them right as to facts. Pardon and pacify them. What signify a few lives lost in a century or two? That's a question. What signify a few lives lost in a century or two? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of the patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. Our convention has been too much impressed by the insurrection of Massachusetts. And in the spur of the moment, they are setting up a kite, not kike, kite, to keep the hen yard in order. I hope in God this article will be rectified before the new Constitution is accepted. Thomas Jefferson to William Stephen Smith in Paris, 13 November, 1787. So what he said back here was, let's go back a little ways. He said in the beginning, I'm just going to read it again. I do not know whether it is yourself or Mr. Adams I am to give my thanks for the copy of the new Constitution. I beg leave through you to place them where due. It will be yet 3 weeks before I shall receive them from America. Now, here's the key. There are very good articles in it, in the Constitution, he said, and very bad. So he said there were good articles in it and bad articles in it. I do not know which to preponderate. Okay? This is a very important quote. And these founding fathers, you know, I want to tell you that they've tried to demonize these people. They've tried to demonize these people all they could because they knew how great these men were. They tried to demonize Hitler, and I'm going to tell you something about Hitler. I'm just going to spell it right out. Now, I know that I will be accused of being a Nazi and all kinds of, I couldn't even care less, whatever. I see things as they are. I've read Hitler's speeches, not every one of them, but many of them, and realize that this man, when you talk about world leaders and when you talk about politicians, this man is a leader of leaders. This man is a politician of politicians. He is the real deal. He actually understood what was going on in the world around him and had the gumption to do something about it. He didn't just talk about it. He did something about it. He took action. He lived and died it. Now, you say whatever you want to say about the man, but he was also the man of the year in 1938. But I also give him the man of the year for this year. And probably I'll give him the man of the year for next year. Because he and his ideas are rising across the world. The world has finally realized who he is and what he said. Now, I don't want you to worship Hitler, but what I'm saying is he did something about it. His whole life was to do something about it, and his death was to do something about it. That's the lesson to take from a man. Always follow Yahweh. Never follow men like me. I'm just a regular man. I'm not even close to being what Hitler was and is. But he's somebody that tried to save us from what we're going through right now. I believe Yahweh sent him to do that. I believe the Jew wants to make sure that you don't ever come to that knowledge. But all you politicians across the world and all you so-called leaders, you don't even, you aren't even one millionth of what that man was. You're a wannabe. You're an affirmative action leader. You're an affirmative action politician because we are in the age of affirmative action. Yes, the foolish Supreme Court, which is anything but supreme, they're actually an affirmative action court, has just ruled to keep on going with affirmative action. Makes sense, doesn't it? We have an affirmative action pope. We have an affirmative action black monkey president who doesn't even know how to speak without a teleprompter. You are all wannabes compared to Hitler. Not one of you is the real deal. Not one of you should even tie his shoes, never mind Yeshua's. Not one of you listened to him either. You didn't listen to his advice. You didn't care what happened to your people. All you cared about was some Federal Reserve debt notes. You see, you, I shouldn't say fools, but what more can I call you? I mean, what less can I? I mean, you're doing all this to your own people for Federal Reserve debt notes, not for money, not for gold and silver. The Jew doesn't even pay you in gold and silver, does he? Maybe the next time you go for a bribe, you should say to the Jew, "This time I want mine in gold." We'll see how far you get with that one. No, he's going to just type up a few things and have it put in your account. Money out of thin air. All you politicians, we are in the age, and I've never heard anybody say this, but I don't think anybody could disagree with it. We are in the age of affirmative action. Affirmative action writers, affirmative action poets, affirmative action artists, affirmative action musicians, affirmative action actors, affirmative action politicians, affirmative action religious leaders, affirmative action teachers, affirmative action everything, corporation runners, owners. You people are not qualified. When I say you're affirmative action, what I mean is you are not qualified in whatever position you're in. The only reason you're in there is because of affirmative action, or because you are a sellout, or because you've sold your soul to the devil through his literal offspring, the Jews. And perhaps that's what I'll call this show, the age of affirmative action, because I never will get to the red stars of Hollywood. You see, people sell their souls to become great stars, but they're not, they don't qualify because their talent doesn't qualify them. I mean, you could see it all over the place, can't you? Can't you see that what I'm telling you is the truth? Hitler is probably the last leader that actually was the real deal. And I told you, and I believe this firmly, that the reason why they wanted to force Germany into these wars was because Germany was the last bastion for Europe. How do I know that's true? Just pure common sense tells me that's true. How do I know that's true? Because ever since World War II's been over, there has been nobody left to defend the continent of Europe. Germany the tribe of Judah was the greatest army and navy and air force ever to be on the air, sea, and land. They were the last hope, besides Yahweh himself, of course, man-wise, that we would be saved from these Jews at that point. The Jews knew that that was the last bastion of Europe. They knew the greatness of Germany. They knew that they were the cream of the crop of the Anglo-Saxon race. You know, when I look at England, I'm going to tell you something, and I have friends in England that I love dearly. But there's a lot of intelligent English people, and I've never seen somebody so sold out to be niggerized. They would defend the Negro, the beast of the field, anybody but their own race. They would, these are people that speak intelligently. These aren't the, you know, oh, how are we doing over there right now? This kind of English guys, it took like this right here. No, they're not one of those. You know, they're the ones that speak really, you know, with the wonderful accents. Yes, Reginald, bring the car around. You know, and they're supposedly the most intelligent of the Britons, and they're the most brainwashed into race mixing and to believe that the Negro is equal with them that I've ever seen in my life. You talk about irony. You would think that these intelligent, you know, speaking English people would know better that the British are superior. But no, 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 no. They'd fight you tooth and nail. And they'd dazzle you with their accent. Well, I'm sorry to say, but the people on the street, it took like this. They seem to have more sense than the so-called educated British. See? I don't know why. It's just irony. It's just we're in an upside-down world right now. Remember that when Yeshua came into the world, the disciples and Yeshua turned the world upside down. But it only lasted for a while. And Yeshua is the top leader to ever be on the planet. You talk about the real deal. Hitler couldn't even tie his shoes. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't know how that's possible that those educated Britons can be that stupid. But we have the same kind of stupidity in America as well. Some of the most educated people are the most ignorant and stupid people that you could ever imagine. Oh, they could tell you all about stats and money and all kinds of, you know, some of them, they could tell you every pitcher's pitch and how many hits this guy's had, all kinds of things. So it's not exclusive to Britain. But I expected more from Britain. But I am very, very pleased that this has happened. And may Yahweh guide this so that they can keep their island free. I don't know what's going on in Scotland. Scotland wants to shake it up now. I don't know what's going on. Freemasonry has a big hold in Scotland. Now, I love the Scottish people, but Freemasonry has a big hold, which means the Jews have a big hold. They are also people that would protect every race but their own. It never was like that, but it is now. Now, not all the Scottish are as smart as Reginald, bring the car around, please. You know, but I don't know. It's just a strange thing. Let's just hope that Yahweh, and I ask all of our brothers and sisters, whatever tribe you're from, please pray for the UK, because this is the beginning of the end for the Jews. And they're not going to take this sitting down, even though Le Couchant, the pig-faced Jew, is resigning. I would assume that the Aliyah will be made by the liars, the Aliyah, made by the lying Jews. Some of them will make the Aliyah now, because they can see what's going to be coming down the track. May Yahweh protect the UK. May Yahweh straighten out the Scottish. May Yahweh destroy Freemasonry in the UK. May Yahweh make the people realize what Freemasonry is and what it's doing to them. It is another control mechanism. It is the very control mechanism that the Jews are using. Hitler knew this. Hitler said, had they won the war, I told you this many times, that he was going to go into those countries and destroy the Masonic Lodge and try the Masons. They are the key to holding those nations, besides the mechanism, besides the central bank mechanism, or the Bank of England, which is the central bank. They are the mechanism that is going to hold any of your countries back. Take the example from Iceland, the Light of Benjamin. Take the example from Hitler. Look what could be done in 4 years in your country. Look what could be done if you follow Yahweh's laws and you put his principles back in and you care about your posterity and you teach your mothers how to be good wives and good mothers and have your population put back to work. No more welfare. You see, once the welfare dries up, there's another piece of advice I give you. This is just pure common sense. See, the Jews put the welfare in there for a reason. Now, they told you it was to help people get back on their feet, and that's what it would be for, but that's what the church's function was for. However, you got a guy who's just, he lost his job for 6 months or something. Now he's getting back on his feet. He may need a little help. Well, that's one thing. But these people are living on this from cradle to grave. That's not what it was designed for. Once you take that element away, they will leave. Of course, they'll get angry too. You cannot feed the beast and expect it to die unless you want to feed it poison. Have you got the guts? You cannot keep feeding the beast of the field. More beasts will come. You know, when I feed the birds, there comes a point where there's 60 sparrows out there. I can't afford now, no longer can I afford to feed my birds because there's too many brown birds coming to eat. Now, there is a parallel there. I could afford to feed a certain amount, but it's coming to a point where now they just keep more and more coming. Well, I cannot afford to feed them anymore now. And your nations can't afford to feed any more of them now. You need to think about what I'm telling you. You need to realize that we need to think of ourselves first. We've been thinking of these other beasts of the field and these other people before our own selves. We need to take care of our own people. We need to have our will be done in our countries. We don't want the will of the Jew. It hasn't been good for us. It hasn't proven to be good for us. And the Jew has proven that they can't run the world. They're not capable. Morally, physically, spiritually, or in any way capable of running this world. The Jews are a disaster to any country. The sooner you come to that realization, the sooner you'll get this beast of the field, this filthy parasitic people out of your nation. And the sooner you'll be on your way back to Yahweh. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. Until next time, study to show thyself approved. I knew a guy that thought he had the answers. Day after day, he would convince himself that he knew it all. He stopped searching for the truth. He thought he had possessed it. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a dog who found himself a bone, and he buried it, he cherished it, and kept it for himself. One day he tried to dig it up, but no, he couldn't find it. So it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a preacher who preached all false doctrines. Week after week, he lied to the sheep and caused them all to stray. One day he died and stood before his maker. And it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a woman who was so independent. She had a job, a career, and didn't need a man. Far too late, she thought she'd have some children, but it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a snake who pretended to be human. He laughed, he smiled, he acted out the part. He had so much money, he thought he'd never lose it. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. It turned out bad, man. Yes, it turned out bad. It turned out bad, man. Yes, it turned out bad. You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com.